A handful of states recently have passed laws that require public schools to teach Asian American history. This follows the increase in anti-Asian hate crimes during the pandemic. Illinois was the first state to pass such a law, and teachers there are rolling out their lessons. As Susie Yon of member station WBEZ reports, it's up to individual schools to decide how they'll teach the history.
And read a little bit of background information.
In Zach Schroeder's social studies class at Skinner North on Chicago's north side, eighth graders are learning about labor movements. Today's lesson focuses on Filipino-American labor organizer Larry Itliong, a person most students and teachers have never heard of.
How his identity helped him be a powerful civic actor. And not just him, it was Filipino farm workers in general. But
students break into groups and talk about why the efforts of Filipino-American farm workers aren't as widely known as other worker movements, such as Cesar Chavez and the National Farm Workers Association. They also talk about the importance of the group merging with Mexican farm workers. Student Ashling Panchwani didn't know about the Filipino farm workers until this lesson.
I think it's very important. I'm glad that we have it, and I think it highlights a lot of stories that maybe weren't as prominent that maybe need to be highlighted more.
Under the TEACH Act, schools around Illinois are required to teach a unit of Asian American history starting this year. It's meant to boost cross-cultural education for all students and advance racial equity. Schools can take different approaches. Schroeder is weaving Asian American history throughout the year rather than one unit.
This lesson today, it talks about the labor struggle and how integral not just Asian Americans, but Latinx people, Mexican-American people were together. And so I think it's just natural to smooth that out throughout U.S. history.
Schroeder says the more lenses you can add to history, the richer it becomes. Smita Garg is a parent at Skinner North and helped lead teacher trainings on ways to add Asian-American history. She says the process helped her realize how much she was missing from her own high school education during the late 90s.
American history was, you know, the history of old white men, you know, and that's what it was. And I think I started to understand why I didn't like AP US history. It's not that I couldn't attain that. You know, it's not that I couldn't get to that level. It's that I just didn't like it. I didn't feel connected to it.
There are rolling workshops and a free curriculum database that teachers can use for any grade level. Garg is Asian American and has a background in education, but didn't know the content prior to leading the trainings.
So what I try to convey to teachers up front in the sessions is that it's okay not to know. Let's start there. You know, let's give ourselves grace for what we don't know, but then also hold ourselves accountable for learning here on out.
School districts around the country have been tapping Stuart Kuo for trainings on teaching Asian American history. He's the co-executive director of the Asian American Education Project.
Unless you know Asian American history, you don't know where birthright citizenship came from. Has there ever been an ethnic group that's been banned from coming to the United States? You wouldn't know any of this without knowing Asian American history.
Kuo has felt pushback in some communities. Some have been critical, saying it shouldn't be mandatory or that it's akin to critical race theory.
We try to work with the parents and or teachers or both and students who want this to basically tell the truth about history. We don't get into the ideology. We just try to stick to what happened and what it's meant for America.
Kuo says there is no set curriculum, even in states like Illinois that have mandated it. That's why he thinks training programs are so important. In suburban Oak Park, teacher Nichelle Stigger has taken it upon herself to incorporate Asian American history into her classroom at Gwendolyn Brooks Middle School. Her sixth grade language and literature class is reading "This Book is Anti-Racist." Students also watched a video about an Asian American studies program in a California prison, and then they discussed their own family backgrounds and identities. Sixth grader Ahmed Meros, whose family is from the Middle East and North Africa, works on a family tree activity. He says the lessons have helped him learn about himself and others.
It's not just like reading a book and then like answering some questions. We really get to like know ourselves and we learn about real world events that are happening.
His teacher says she thinks it's important to teach about the Asian American experience.
We didn't talk about Asian Americans at all except for when the trauma was happening in the news. And that was the only time. We talked about it, but we didn't do a lesson or take a moment to read a poem.
Stigger says the history department at her school is still developing its Asian American unit, but she thought it would be a misstep to teach about anti-racism and not include Asian American history. Stuart Kuo says now is a unique opportunity to push for these lessons in schools while there's more attention on Asian Americans.
Asian American history is American history. So if you want to teach American history, which we should, you have to cover everybody who struggled and contributed to America.
He says education is one way to combat the rise in hate crimes against Asians over the past few years, debunking the myths of the perpetual foreigners and telling the truth about their lives. For Here and Now, I'm Susie Ahn.